Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Looking your best for your heavenly bridegroom. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. 1 Peter 3:3-4. God could have created a very functional, very bland, black and white world. Instead, He made a universe abounding in luxuriant variety, rich color, and amazing textures. He created a world for all His creatures to enjoy. The adorning of creation provides a lesson on which Peter draws in chapter 3, and which poet Anne Bradstreet underscores in this insight. Walk with Anne Bradstreet, the first noteworthy American poet, known for her charming Puritan character in the 1600s. If so, much excellence abides below. How excellent is he that dwells on high, whose power and beauty by his works we know? Sure, he is goodness, wisdom, glory, light, that hath this underworld so richly dight. My great creator I would magnify, that nature had thus decked liberally, but ah and ah again my imbecility. O time, the fatal rack of mortal things, that draws oblivion's curtains over kings, their sumptuous monuments men know not, their names without a record are forgot, their parts, their ports, their pomps all laid in the dust, nor wit, nor gold, nor buildings. Escape time's rust, but he whose name is graved in the white stone shall last and shine when all of these are gone. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
1 Peter 3. Wives, in the same way submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
Outward adornment is nice but not necessary. In contrast, inward adornment is more than a good idea, it is a command. God has called His bride to develop a beautiful inner life, a life adorned with the fruit of His Spirit, a life colored by the character of Christ. And, as Peter suggests, a meek and quiet spirit is a good place to start looking your best for God.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.